Good morning, this is Mark Cole with Tempted Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Thursday, September 29th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 2.5 cents, November beans up 8.5 cents, and December wheat up 2.25 cents. Currently, we've got the crude up 17 cents a barrel, gold's down a buck, silver's up a few cents, U.S. dollar's up 21 ticks here. I'm not sure what spurred the strength in the beans overnight. It wasn't the bean oil. The meal was up 310, and that was most of the move. Was it part of this crude oil announcement by OPEC that they're going to be cutting production? I don't think so. We knew it at 110 yesterday during the session. We also, we certainly knew about it when the grains opened in the night session. The grains basically opened steady, maybe a penny higher, but then we ran it up. We did sell 120,000 metric tons of beans to China here, but again, I don't think that was enough to rally the beans 11 cents off the early lows. What we are seeing here is, big yields coming in, particularly in the beans. We've got a few delays here in northern Illinois as we've got some rains coming through, but the vast majority of the Midwest looks like it's in fairly good shape for some harvest activity out here. I think we should be catching up on the averages for next Monday. We've got the stocks in all positions report, the quarterly numbers tomorrow. Not looking for any huge surprises there. Let's take a quick look. We've got corn. It's going to be just a little bit higher than a year ago on the corn. The beans up about 10 million from a year ago. The wheat significantly higher, up about 300 million. But it's all pretty much in the market out here. We'll get the wheat production numbers. I think they'll be pretty stout. I don't really see it being a major mover unless they really do something with the beans. There's talk about maybe increasing the bean crop from last year, but I think that's a iffy kind of deal out here. What is an iffy is, the soybean yields are huge. Corn yields, a couple of spotty problems here and there, some diplodia, some tipping back of the ears, just some general problems with some of the wet weather. The beans, there is a little bit of SDS out there, but it certainly isn't nearly enough to offset these 60, 70, and 80 bushel yields we're hearing about, not to mention the 90 and 100s we're hearing about as well. So, I think the pros are going to be looking to sell these rallies out here, and I certainly think between now and October 12th, we can see corn and beans move lower. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.